Top stories this hour at Press TV. In Japan, a magnitude 7.4 earthquake has hit off the coast of Miyagi Prefecture. Authorities initially issued a tsunami warning, but later canceled it. The quake hit just over 100 kilometers from the quake-hit Fukushima nuclear plant, where workers are pumping gas into a crippled reactor to prevent a possible explosion. NATO continues its airstrikes on Libyan cities. At least five revolutionaries have been killed and 10 others injured in its airstrike near the town of Brega. Revolutionaries have criticized the alliance for what they call NATO's slow pace of attacks against Gaddafi forces. NATO has rejected the claim. And Bahrainis mourn the death of a female protester killed by regime forces. Khadija Al-Abdulhai is the latest victim of weeks of violent crackdown. She died from suffocation in the village of Sanabis. Her death comes after the killing of another civilian in the village of Sar. Meanwhile, a new report has revealed that Bahrain's hospitals have become locations for identifying and arresting anti-government protesters. Doctors Without Borders say hospitals no longer serve the medical needs of the population. The report says denial of medical care is being used to prevent people from protesting. And in Yemen, anti-government protesters have once again taken to the streets of the capital, Sana'a, to demand President Ali Abdullah Saleh is ouster. The opposition has learned that there is an air plan for Saleh to step down with guarantees that he and his family will be immune from prosecution. In Afghanistan, eight people have been killed in a Taliban attack, or six have been killed in a Taliban attack on a police training center. This has happened as more and more attacks have taken place in Afghanistan. And in Brazil, a gunman has killed 12 people and injured over 20 others at a school in Rio de Janeiro before taking his own life. The assailant, believed to be a former student, was carrying two guns and a suicide note. The motive behind the shooting is still unclear.